Gemara daf chaf tesam beis brings down a machlekes if yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'ad saif or ena l'shchita alul v'ad saif. And in the Sefer Aral Chanan, which is a biography of Rav Chanan Vasserman, there's a beautiful ma'aseh brought down that the Panovich Rav said over. The Panovich Rav was learning b'charusa with Rav Chanan. They were learning by the Chafetz Chaim, and they were both away from their mishpachas. And at that time, he says they were in the middle of learning the sugya of Yeshna Shchita Mitchila Bat Saif, and they happened to be in the middle of this taisis over here, Dibba Maschel, Kigan Jeshachat, Simon Achad Bechutz. And they're in the middle of the taisis, and smack in the middle of taisis, somebody came into the Beis Medrash and gave Rav Chanan a telegram that he got from his house, and Rav Chanan took it, he opened it up, and he saw that it says in it that he just had a baby boy, his wife just had a baby boy, and he got up and he made the bracha of Atoy V'Ameitiv, M'shem U'Malchus, and then without adding another word, he went back to the Taisus, and Mamish continued the same sentence that they were talking about before, and he said the following words, he says, V'chim establish L'man Da'am Arin L'shchita Elav Asayf, Aschalas L'shchita Ein Klal Chelik M'mena. He was asking that if, as a mistabit to say, that if you hold Ein L'shchita Elav Asayf, that the beginning of the Shchita is Mamish nothing, and was Mamish smack in the middle, back in the middle of the Sugya, even though he just got this telegram that he had a baby, and that he was trying to bring out that how Shakur Rav Chanan wasn't learning, even though he got the telegram, he had a baby, and he was obviously very excited, but he didn't say another word, and went right back into this taisis. So the way it's brought down over there, that was the kasha that Rav Chanan asked, that how could it be, as a mistabit to say that if you hold Ein Shchita Elav Asayf, that the beginning of the Shchita is nothing, but they don't bring down what Rav Chanan's teretz was. They the Mitzayan on the bottom to a couple different Kavit Shurims that speak about this Indian in Baba Kama, Ois Yad Aleph, Ois Lamites, and Ois Samach Vav. But he doesn't mamish answer this specific kasha. But there is a text of this from Reb Chaim, which might have been what Rav Chanan said, that is brought down Mishem Reb Chaim, that he wanted to say that even if you hold Ein Shchita Elav Asayf, that just means that B'Shas Shchita, when you're shechting in the beginning, it does not have a Shem Shchita. But once you finish it, once you get to the end, Na'alam Afrei Avad, it does have the Shem Shchita even in the beginning. Mashengen, if you hold Yeshem Shchita Mitchil Batzayif, that means even now B'Shas Shchita already has a Shem Shchita. So the whole Machlokes is, does it have a Shem Shchita B'Shas Shchita, or does it only get a Shem Shchita once you finish it, then Na'alam Afrei has a Shem Shchita, but Avad L'Chuli Yama, it does have a Shem Shchita at the end of the day, and that L'Chair would be a Teretz L'Mechanes Kasha, maybe that is the Teretz that he ended up saying. Now just be Messiah in that same Sefer Aral Chana brings down in the bottom the footnote that after he finished learning, Rav Chanan went to the Chavetz Chaim and he asked him whether he should go home for his son's bris. So the Chavetz Chaim asked him, he said, "Do you know how to, are you a mile? Do you know how to do the milah?" And Rav Chanan said, "No." So he said, "Well, you're going to be making a shlich anyway, so what do you need to go home? Stay here and be a man of shlich over here. And you shouldn't go home because it's a bit latira." And Itaka didn't go home for the bris. He made a shlich and he only went home for Pesach. So you see how Shakur Rav Chanan wasn't learning, and there was mamash on this taisis over here, the mamaskol kigan shashachat samanachat b'chutz, and the sugya of yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'ad saif.